join the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive victory at home for your guys, a 17-0 shutout of William & Mary. As you've gone back and looked at that game, give me your assessment on what your team did well.
Well, it was a really physical game. You know, obviously, both defenses played really well. I was really proud of our guys defensively. Played real physical, played really smart, really negated, you know, a lot of the big play potential during the course of the game. We were able to, you know, finish. So we came out with great energy, had a great crowd at the game, had a great atmosphere. And I thought both teams played really hard and both teams played really physical. I really thought that William & Mary had some, you know, young talent, and they had some real physicality in both the offensive and defensive lines.
We've got some media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
The first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Rocco, how are you doing?
I'm well, Chris, thanks.
Talk about your emotions going to be this week, because you're going up against an old school that you coached last year, and how are you going to keep your emotions intact for you this week, knowing that you're going to be facing your former, you know, some former coaches on that Richmond squad that you was part of your staff?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we all do from week to week is just kind of remain focused on the process. You know, every coach has a schedule. Within that schedule, you know, we're doing specific things each day during specific timelines, and then, you know, we're offering messages to our team throughout the course of the week. So I'm going to really focus in on the process, focus in on the details of, you know, doing the things that I know that I have to do. I talk all the time about how, you know, the process outweighs the event. You know, the event will be here soon enough, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity to compete against an outstanding football team in the Richmond Spiders. And Coach Huseman has them playing extraordinarily well. Offensively, they are extremely explosive. I think on game day, I will, you know, have some emotions and, you know, certainly have a great appreciation for my time at Richmond and a greater appreciation for the relationships that I had built when I was the head football coach at the University of Richmond. And those student athletes, you know, we've had had a lot of success together, and I'll forever be, you know, grateful for their commitment.
And talk about their quarterback, Kyle. It seems like he's been doing really well, putting up a lot of yardage and a lot of points and all that stuff. You coached him last year. What's the difference between him from last year? I know he was injured last year, but this year it looks like he's not injured that much. Now, what did you see on film?
Well, I think he's taken the next step in his development or his evolution in terms of you know, his ability to, you know, be efficient, and he can make all the throws. You know, he's one of the most competitive young people I've ever been around. I think that's really the one thing that really makes him special. And then, you know, Russ has used him a little differently than we used him last year. Our offensive style a year ago was different, you know. So Kyle's getting more and more opportunities to kind of distribute the ball, catch and throw the ball, and get the ball out into open space and deep down the field to that talented receiving core that he has. So, you know, he's on top of his game, and, you know, certainly expect him to play well coming back up here. He's from this, you know, general area, Downingtown East, suburban Philadelphia. I was actually out to dinner this summer with my wife up in Westchester, PA, and we ran into Kyle's mom and dad out there one night at the restaurant, and just kind of dawned on me just how close he is to this area here. So I know he'll be excited to get back home.
Well, I hope you have a good good week of practice.
All right, hey, thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach Rocco, given the insight you have on Richmond's players and the number of assistant coaches that followed you to Delaware from Richmond, significant advantage to Delaware in knowing what the Spiders are all about, or not necessarily?
Well, I'd say more not necessarily, John, but I think the advantages, you know, they offset a little bit. I think they have some familiarity to what we do schematically. I don't have as much familiarity with what they're doing schematically. I mean, I really have to watch and study the film to gain an understanding to what they're doing. But their coaches, you know, the ones, you know, Coach Woods and Coach Legg in particular, have a really good idea of what we're doing. They can roll the film and call the plays, you know. I can't roll the film and call the plays, but what I can do is roll the film and call the players. And that's been really neat, to be honest with you here, as I am at my desk watching film right now, just being able to call them all by name, not really having to see their jersey numbers. I don't need a flip card. So that's some of the nuances, I think, that are unique. But, again, scheme-wise, I never really knew what Russ was doing at Chattanooga, you know. And we really haven't had any crossover tape this year, so it's not like I've been, you know, watching Richmond, you know, the last couple weeks on crossover film. So, you know, we've got to gain an understanding of schemes, but we do know personnel, and then they know schemes a little better on the front end, and then they have to really gain an understanding of our personnel.
When Liberty played Richmond in 2013 and 14, you suggested it was a difficult process. Would you compare this to that?
Well, I think it will be, John. Like I said a moment ago, I'm going to really try my darndest to just stay focused on the process and maintain, you know, my priorities and focus on the routine that we have here in place, and, you know, be present where I need to be present and be productive in the areas that I need to be productive. And then I think it's always the game day that is the experience. You know, it's those were the moments occur. Not really leading up to, you know. Leading up to is, you know, where we're just got our nose down and we're working and we're staying on schedule and we're exchanging ideas. And but I think when it gets to the game day and kickoff, you take the field and you kind of look across the field and you recognize everybody, you know, about. And then, you know, these are student athletes that we had recruited that been in their homes, we have relationships with. And then we had a lot of success together. And, you know, I have great appreciation for what they've done for me, both as the university and the student athletes that we coached. And I think it was a mutual experience. So game day will be different. But even in that moment, John, you know, I'll be talking about focusing on the process and doing my job and focusing on the decisions that have to be made. But I will look forward to connecting with those student athletes and coaches that I've developed a relationship with.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. I look forward to seeing you, John.
Yes, sir.
Danny, forcing turnovers is always a big deal for a defense, but you guys, the three that you forced Saturday appear to be especially big. The interception by Colby Reader right before the half that set up a field goal, and then the fumble recovery on the muff punt. How big were those plays in the course of the game?
Well, they were huge. And, you know, William and Mary was, you know, putting together some drives. They were struggling to kind of get the big play, kind of the breakout play. So these takeaways really disrupted their ability to possess the ball and put together an extended drive. Adderley had a big interception. He was extraordinary in the game. I mean, he played as well as I've seen a safety play in my 12 years of coaching at this level. And then Troy Reeder also was extraordinary in the game. He was a man possessed, and he was on a mission. And then young Colby, you know, had a big, had a couple big plays, but had the big interception to set up the short field goal before the half. So obviously, those are huge. Offensively, right now, where we're not scoring a lot of points, we're not generating, you know, big chunks of yards. You know, so our ability to get the ball, take the ball away, create short fields is going to continue to be a big factor in our ability to win.
Yeah, before I let you go, I was going to ask you about that offensively. Obviously, only 195 yards. Was it a credit maybe to Wayne Mary's defense, or did you feel like there were some things that didn't just click for you guys?
Well, I think as far as the run game goes, I just have to give William and Mary a lot of credit. You know, they were just they were physical. They played extraordinarily hard. I don't want to say like they took chances or rolled the dice, you know, kind of like high risk stuff. But you know, they were, you know, loading the box and they were slanting and bringing pressure and they were tackling us in the run game. We weren't able to get started and didn't have a lot of big creases. Didn't get a lot of movement in there. And then in the pass game, we didn't take what they gave us. And I think JP in his first start. Had some opportunities to take some easier throws, and I think he was a little too motivated to try to get the ball down the field and get a big play and get a quick strike, whereas if we would have just kind of read through our progressions, I think we would have had a lot more first downs and then therefore possessed the ball much longer. So I think the run game was a definitive credit to their defense. I think in the pass game, a little bit more mutual. I think we could have made better decisions and taken what they were giving us, because they were giving us some options to take in the pass game.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, Rob.
All right, thank you.